Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The DH, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rich Childs. Batting seventh. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz takes first base on ball four. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. Lentz moves to third. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball towards right. Childs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Childs. Gross moves to third. Armas moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lintz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball towards left. Page settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Page. Cusick moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is hit by the pitch. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Randall moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randall scores. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shiles who is chasing the ball. North reaches third base with a triple. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lintz takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North scores. Lintz scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sheldon Mallory now playing center field. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bostock moves to third. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mallory. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Mallory steals second. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lintz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-2 in the game. Shiles takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Shiles moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Borgman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Schuler now pitching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Page hits a line drive into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Dick Allen. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanguillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Williams now playing first base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Torrealba covering, for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Dave Justy now pitching. Jerry Terrell pinch hits for Rich Childs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing right field. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall strikes out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.